This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. Such is the trials and tribulations of live radio, to where when I was talking about Rob coming on this hour, I didn't realize he was talking about Central Time, which is an hour before mine. So he's an hour behind me right now. So he's talking about next hour. So right now it's going to be me and you. Me and you for the next little bit. But that's okay. George Orwell had a saying. He who controls the past controls the future. Who controls the present controls the past. That's often quoted, and for good reason, but it's usually quoted out of context. The passage begins, and if all others accepted the lie which the party imposed, if all records told the same tale, then the lie passed into history and became truth. Then comes the hook, and Orwell continues. And yet the past, through its nature, alterable, never had been altered. Whatever was true now was true from everlasting to everlasting. All that was needed was an unending series of victories over your own memory. In Newspeak, they called this reality control, or doublethink. Taken in its entirety, Orwell's 1984, published in 1949, presciently described the scenario we now see unfolding in the Democratic Party, the party of the American left. They intend to erase their own racist past by removing statues and maligning everyone, anyone, especially Trump, who voices an objection. I've heard this often, that truth is not a leftist value. It's most certainly not a value of the mainstream media, print or electronic. Our media are part and parcel of the leftist apparatus that seeks to control how our history is remembered. They mean to rewrite it, start to finish, and impose their revisionist version on the rest of us. Doublethink, in Orwell's novel, meant to be conscious of complete truthfulness while telling carefully constructed lies, to repudiate morality while laying claim to it. That's the left. That is a perfect description of the left. They spend their days rectifying the news. They write and print and speak to mislead. Since they could not factually rectify the outcome of the 2016 election, they've spent every waking moment since constructing lies to delegitimize it with falsehoods about collusion with Russia and implications that racism, white supremacism, Nazis and the KKK somehow denied them their rightful destiny. And they know none of these claims are true. But their goal is to make the public believe that they are factual. When Obama was president, media never reported the vast numbers of people who were forced and enticed and even recruited to dependence on food stamps, an additional 10.7 million people, or the catastrophic, unimaginable sum of $10 trillion by which he increased the national debt. He doubled it, adding more than all previous presidents combined. Or the truth facts of Obamacare, driving up costs, wrecking the finances of what was the best system of medical care in the world. In Orwell's book, Winston Smith works in the records department of the Ministry of Truth, which is, of course, exactly the opposite. His job is to correct any words issued by Big Brother or the party that were in error, and those errors disappear forever. You are fed fake news day in, day out by every mainstream outlet, New York Times, Washington Post, LA Times, CBS, ABC, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, and, believe it or not, Fox News. They think that they are convincing people the lies they tell are the truth. But they are not. Now, millions of Americans are already believers, seduced by the indoctrination that they've gone through at nearly all institutions of public and private education. Millions more are not. Millions of others know a bit about real American history, its founding and the Constitution. They actually do want their country back from the leftist tyrants and the media and the Congress, and that's why Trump won. The fact that those congressional leaders are part of the Uniparty is no longer in doubt. McConnell and Ryan and their adherents are betrayers of the people who put them in Congress. The media, academia, the D.C. establishment, the Democrats and Republicans in Congress, who are united against Trump, Facebook, Google, they constitute the embodiment of Orwell's thought police. Trump fights back. He calls them out for what they are. That's exactly what he did in Phoenix. His supporters loved it, and the media's punditry heads exploded, and they made utter fools of themselves. They think that they matter, that people care what they think. They are confident that their over-the-top hyperbole and accusations hold water. They ridicule Trump and his supporters all day long, every day. They do not realize that they are the objects of the ridicule. It is the Democratic Party that has the most vicious history of racism and intolerance of any surviving political party in today's world that once held power. South Africa's National Party, for instance, had the good grace to disband in post-apartheid politics. The statues they now want to disappear, those of Confederate soldiers, were all Democrats. It was Democrats who opposed desegregation and civil rights laws. Nancy Pelosi's father dedicated a statue of Robert E. Lee. Now suddenly she wants all Confederates removed from the Capitol after she's walked by them for 30 years. And this is the crass hypocrisy that characterizes the no longer liberal but so leftist Democrats. Orwell wrote a book of fiction. He was a proponent of the utopian ideal of democratic socialism, but an opponent of totalitarianism, which unfortunately democratic socialism cannot function by itself without totalitarianism. And that's the part of the whole utopian part that these guys don't get. You can't have one without the other. It's like saying, I want the sun, but I don't want a shadow. No, you'll definitely have it. Socialism has failed everywhere it has been tried. Totalitarianism reigns still in too many parts of the world. Our leftists here in the United States are moving our republic closer and closer to that end. We cannot allow them to succeed. Now, I'm telling you some of this stuff because I want you to start watching. If you're not already watching, I would suspect a lot of you are already watching. But pay special attention. Don't space out on me. Don't space out on yourself. Pay special attention. If you're in a big city, you need to have a plan to get out of it. You need to have a plan to get out of a big city if you're in a big city. For people like me that live in a sort of a, I'm on the outskirts of a city, not quite rural, somewhere between the suburbs and the rural. I'm not really even going to notice it. If they come this way, they're going to get chewed up like hamburger. But start paying attention, please. We're going to need all hands on deck on this one. I still believe we succeed. It will take everybody we got. Everybody we got. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Here we go! out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the brotherhood.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation. Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. Half a century ago in China, gangs of violent youths called the Red Guards, intent on enforcing the radical vision of Mao Zedong, destroyed statues and libraries and other artifacts of the world's oldest and richest culture in an effort at utopian revolutionary transformation. The Great Proletarian Cultural Revolution intended to erase the past and take a billion people into a classless paradise. Today, violent gangs here in the United States, made up of leftists, delude themselves into thinking that they will trigger a violent revolution, that they will win, and ape the goal of destroying a past that is a reminder of an order they wish to eradicate. The toppling of a Confederate statue by a communist mob in Durham, North Carolina, shows definite signs of Red Guard envy, as pathetic losers imagine themselves as some sort of an heir to fearsome radicals. The Red Guards were called into action by Mao Zedong himself in an effort to outflank his more practical opponents and impose radical change through physical force. With that kind of backing, they achieved a level of power and cruelty that Antifa, Black Bloc, and Black Lives Matter can't even dream of. I've looked at the Cultural Revolution. I've seen interviews where, like, a distinguished Chinese professor who had been dragged from his university into the street, paraded about in a dunce cap as he was beaten with sticks, imprisoned, and sent out to a commune to do manual labor of the most disgusting kind there was. His crime was that he had received his PhD at Indiana University. He walked with a limp. He had scars all over his body. His spirit was broken. Because they were so powerful, the Red Guards were able to damage China and helped cause the famines that claimed tens of millions of lives there. And they set back higher education by a generation. And the reaction to the mess they created helped lead China toward market reforms and the opening of the United toward to the United States under Deng Xiaoping and President Nixon. Multiculturalism, also known as the demeaning and destruction of a culture that created capitalism, has replaced Mao's Little Red Book as the theoretical basis of the new guards of the Blue Persuasion. Blue Guard statue topplers are, in their own minds, the vanguard of the great identitarian cultural revolution. This is one of these fantasies that your mom told you will make you go blind, doomed to produce a reaction as counterproductive for their goals as Deng's freeing of the parts of the Chinese economy to entrepreneurial enterprise was to the Red Guards. They are doomed to swifter failure than the Red Guards, but that doesn't mean they're not going to create a mess. Oh my gosh, they're going to really create a mess, and it's going to be messy. Oh, man, yeah. Have you noticed that, as far as the media is concerned right now, have you noticed what is it being talked about right now? Do you remember the episode of the Brady Bunch where Eve Plum as Jan Brady, the long-suffering Jan Brady behind Marsha, was just so tired of hearing Marsha, and all she ever heard was Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. Well, we've been hearing Russia, Russia, Russia. And now, the truth is the awful truth is catching up with the fake stream media, as the fantasy that they obsessively peddled to delegitimize Trump is blowing up in their faces, and they suddenly change the topic to their inevitable fallback issue, racism. That's another reason Charlottesville happened. They gamble that hysteria over the imminent threat of something very, very bad because of white racists will distract everyone. And it doesn't take a Sherlock Holmes to notice that the dog that isn't barking when the dog has been barking all night, every night, for months on end. And now the alleged puppet is signaling some hardball against the alleged puppet master. A friend emailed another friend at the Weekly Standard saying, this latest development cinches it for me, proof that Trump is in Putin's pocket. According to Jennifer Lifhitz at the Weekly Standard, the former you know, conservative thing, now the Never Trump capital of the world. The Trump administration is considering sending lethal defensive aid to Ukraine, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis said during a state visit there Thursday. On the defense of lethal weapons, we are actively reviewing it. He said this at a press conference with Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko. I will go back now, having seen the current situation, and be able to inform the Secretary of State and the President in very specific terms what I recommend for the direction ahead. He also noted that the administration recently approved an additional $175 million worth of equipment to the country. For months, they have been weighing providing Ukraine with defensive weapons as they fight in their continuing years-long battle between the Russian-backed separatists in the East. President Obama signed off on non-lethal aid and training, but hesitated to send weapons to the Ukraine, part out of concerns that doing so would provoke Moscow and ramp up the conflict. There's no memory hole out there right now that is big enough to swallow months and months of hysteria. And a special counsel who, I guess now, is doing nothing. He's just walking around talking about this and talking about that. The Russia exclamation point meme may be gone from the mainstream media, but it is not going to be forgotten anytime soon. That's the thing to bear in mind. Russia, Russia, Russia. Now it's Nazi, Nazi, Nazi. And in both cases, this is just projection. The left was in bed with Russia. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, they were both big time in bed with Russia. I would have thought that if they were actually going to interfere, we'd be talking about President Clinton now, if they were going to successfully do that. I guess that's what Obama thought when he didn't do anything about it after he knew about it months in advance before it ever happened. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my boss for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared. Unaware.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
This is Lock and Load. Before I go into my next utterly, totally compelling topic, I got a new gun yesterday to also take out to the range. I wasn't going to buy one because it comes from Turkey, and I'm not a big Turkish gun fan. But then I thought to myself, well, now, a lot of people I respect and a lot of people I know rave about this gun. So I have obtained a Canik TP9 SFX. Thing holds 21 rounds with one in the chamber. That's crazy. I just wanted to share that with you, though. I got a new gun. Of course, don't have a holster for it either. I mean, and I'm not going to make another video, because if I do, I'm not going to tell you what I think about that. Not going to tell you what I think about that if I put up another video. Well, I can't get it. I'm missing a holster again. Bigfoot New York Times columnist Nicholas Kristof has a problem with Trump. He complains that we're journalists, Mr. Trump, not the enemy. He was upset about Trump's Phoenix rally speech, which targeted the mainstream media so exclusively, there was nothing else for the reporters on the ground to cover. So Nicholas decided to write, sigh, if only President Trump denounced neo-Nazis as passionately and sincerely as he castigates journalists, what could be an easier task than distancing oneself from Nazis or violent white supremacists? Yet Trump manages to make it infinitely complicated and then get distracted by self-pity and excoriate reporters for committing journalism. The key strain of his sulfurous speech in Phoenix on Tuesday was an extended attack on dishonest reporters, including at the failing New York Times. Notice that Kristof repeats the very Nazi canards that so incensed Trump to lay into the media in the first place, claiming that Trump never sufficiently spoke out against Nazis, when in fact the entire gist of his diatribe against them was a point-by-point rundown of the entire sequence of events in the wake of Charlottesville and how President Trump most certainly did denounce the Nazis, even as that press declined to report it. I very rarely ever get asked, Bill, are you in the Hare Krishnas? And I never have to distance myself from them because it never, ever comes up. And yet, in identity politics today, if you do not say, I am not part of them, why is that popping up? Computers. Anyway, if you do not immediately distance yourself from them, then, you know, de facto, you're part of them. After that, Christoph objects to the press being manhandled by Trump, putting on the colors of a good probity-based journalism, and saying that basically all reporters are inclined to ply their trade in that mode. And he pays lip service to the recent allegations against the media and their dishonest practices in a remarkably light yes-but concession. He writes, look, we in journalism deserve to have our feet held to the fire. We make mistakes all the time, and too often we are superficial, sensationalist, unfair, defensive, or diverted by shiny optics. Critics are right when we in the national media are often out of touch with working-class America, and distressingly often we are lapdogs instead of watchdogs. And yet, for all of our failings, journalism remains an indispensable constraint on power. Trump has systematically tried to delegitimize the institutions that hold him accountable. Courts, prosecutors, investigators, and the media. And that's the context for his vilification of all of them, for we collectively provide monitoring that outrages him. He's got it right about the lapdogs part, anyway. Journalist, remember that, Nicolas? As for indispensable constraint on power, he's trying to get us to forget that he and his press cohorts are the power. They're no longer media. They're just cogs in a political operative power machine, doing their part, getting dog treats and handsome rewards from their political establishment in charge. Shel Atkinson, in her new book, The Smear, How Shady Political Operatives and Fake News Control What You See, What You Think, and How You Vote, has a far more nuanced view about the real problems challenging decent journalism. She writes, adding to distrust of the media are stark changes in how the news has come to operate. Policies that once firewalled news from opinion, that resisted interference from political and advertising interests, evaporated. Relationships and practices regarded as the most egregious breaches of ethics a few years back are now commonly accepted. Now intermingling is not only tolerated, it's encouraged. And she names names of the most prominent players of that game, like Politico, InfoWars, The Huffington Post, Breitbart, Salon, Vox, The Right Scoop, Mother Jones, Rolling Stone, Wired, Daily Cause, The Washington Post, The New York Times, CNN, MSNBC, The Hill, BuzzFeed, and Mediate are some of the media entities known to peddle clickable concoctions of legitimate news and sometimes good journalism alongside partisan opinions, vicious agendas, misinformation, mischaracterization, smears against other journalists. It blurs together until there's virtually no meaningful distinction between credible reporting and propaganda. She argues that smear artists have become the name of the game in the Beltway world of Christoph. She writes, in my 35 years as a journalist, I have encountered countless operatives who are pros at peddling smears. They don't say that's what they are or what they do. They pose as advocates or watchdogs or tipsters and public relations agents. They work at global law firms and PR companies, crisis management groups, nonprofits, think tanks, blogs, and strategic communications offices. They send me research, ask to have coffee, press a business card in my palm, whisper into my ear, invite me into their fold and point me to the sources. They use tried and true propaganda technique to attempt to persuade reporters like me to further their narrative. In fact, if they're really good, they convince us it's all our idea. We're expert journalists whose connections and skills have gotten us an exclusive story. Journalism isn't journalism anymore. Now you have the journalist operatives who are rewarded. Instead of shunned, journalists get caught handing in their copy to political operatives for vetting instead of to their editors, and then they become Democratic operatives with bylines. Why shouldn't they be criticized for being non-journalists or journalists in name only? Christoph is part of the Washington power game and doesn't even see it, or perhaps wouldn't want us to know how much he sees it because he's part of it. And it brings up why Trump lashed out against the press as he did. He went after those so-called journalists because they were all in league against them and they had built a firewall to keep anything he had to say about it out of the news. So he lured them over to Arizona, let them set up their TV cameras, and then laid out the problem with them, addressing virtually nothing else. And that forced them to report on their own transgressions because there was nothing else to report, and they had to file something. For Christoph to try to shift the narrative back to Trump is a Nazi shows just how hard this task Trump has taken on is going to be. Right now, all we could probably say is that Christoph should spare us the concoction that what he is defending has any resemblance to real journalism today. Because I don't think it does at all. Likewise, the Never Trumpers. You guys are... I'm so tired of you, I can't stand myself. No longer can I stand myself. So... there we have it. We are in for a fight. It's good because that means we have to stay engaged. Some of us would probably not stay engaged otherwise. I might be one of them. But it's worth fighting. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
My name is John Kunkel. I'm 63 years old, and I've been building muscle and losing fat over the last 6 months. I've been amazing One World whey to provide a highly assimilable protein, and Capra Mineral Whey to help me get all the minerals I need and support my body's alkaline pH. I've also been using EstroBlock to keep my testosterone levels high and not allow it to convert to estrogen, which happens normally as men age. The extra testosterone also helps in building muscle. The result has been a successful process of converting my body from fat to muscle. I've lost 20 pounds to date.
Join the many people who are converting fat to muscle with One World Whey. The body is chronically hungry for usable amino acids. Cooking proteins destroys up to 75% of the amino acids. Cooked proteins burden the body and accelerate aging. One World Whey's protein content is raw and virtually 100% usable. Substitute One World Whey for one meal of your day and see how much better you can feel. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load. Now, I've been talking about free speech. Are you ready for the latest in the thought police, the politically correct police? In California with a K, a bill that passed the California State Senate is now moving through the Assembly. It could threaten jail time for anyone who refuses to use a transgender person's preferred pronoun. Now, here's the thing. There's no law that states that I have to call anybody by any pronoun, as far as I know. I mean, I might get beat up if I walk up to a woman and say, "How's it going, fella?" Or if I refer to him as an animal, "How's it going, dog?" But I'm not going to be breaking the law. Right now in California, the law is currently limited in its effect to nursing homes and intermediate care facilities. But if passed, those who willfully and repeatedly refuse to use a transgender resident's preferred name or pronouns could be slapped with a $1,000 fine and up to 1 year in prison, according to the California Health and Safety Code. State Senate passed the bill 2612 at the end of May. Since then, the Assembly Judiciary Committee recommended the bill unanimously, and the General Assembly held its first hearing on the legislation Wednesday. Greg Burt of the California Family Council testified in July, "How can you believe in free speech but think the government can compel people to use certain pronouns when talking to others? This is not tolerance. This is not love. This is not mutual respect. True tolerance tolerates people with different views. We need to treat each other with respect, but respect is a two-way street. It is not respectful to threaten people with punishment for having sincerely held beliefs that differ from your own." Truer statements have never been said. Titled "The Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Long-Term Care Facility Residents' Bill of Rights," I've got a question. Are there any septuagenarians or octogenarians out there at this stage in their life who've been going by the name Ronald and now they want to be Ronette in California? When somebody is in one of these facilities and they go into dementia, what if they want to be known as Napoleon Bonaparte? Are you going to go to jail if you get out there and say, "We Napoleon," or if you don't say that? I mean, the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender long-term care facility residents' Bill of Rights. This also requires nursing homes and care facilities to allow residents to use the bathroom of their choice regardless of biological sex. Well, in a lot of cases, they don't get to use the bathroom of their choice. That shouldn't really matter. In a lot of cases, they got to be rolled to the bathroom, and somebody's got to help them go to the bathroom. Have you ever looked in confusion when somebody comes to you with an answer to a question nobody's ever asked? The bill's author, State Senator Scott Wiener, argues that religious views don't hold weight in public areas. He's quite big of him. Everyone is entitled to their religious view, but when you enter the public space, when you are running an institution, you are in a workplace, you are in a civil setting, you have to follow the law. Now, experts looking at this argue that it's pretty unlikely that if it is enacted, such prohibitions would be limited just to this nursing home scenario. UCLA First Amendment scholar Eugene Volokh told National Review, he speculates that the lawmakers choose to apply the bill to nursing homes not because there's an overabundance of transgender seniors in the state, but because the demographic group is likely to garner sympathy. It's one of several pieces of gender discrimination legislation moving through California's Congress this summer. The body is also considering mandatory transgender training programs for companies that have more than 50 employees. While it doesn't punish those who refuse to use gender identity pronouns, it does affirm the right to transgender people to be called what they wish. Both bills await decision in the assembly. You know, I watch a lot of video in California, and I sort of want to go out there just to experience that weather and that feel, you know, drive those streets that have a pothole every 5 feet and everything else when I drive past the rusting hulk of what would have been a high-speed rail going nowhere. But I would like to go out there. I know a few people out there that I've never met, or, you know, I'd like to go out there and do some stuff with Agency Arms or some of these places. That's drone heaven is out there in California. I'd like to go out there and fly a drone on the beaches and everything all around all those picturesque cliffs. I'd like to go to San Francisco and go to the Tenderloin and see if there's any meat available down there. Never going. I am never going. If they're not... Look. Here's the thing. Prior to the 21st century, as far as I know, definitely not an issue in the 60s or the 70s or the 80s. We never had to worry about the proper pronoun. Maybe I was brought up in a very sheltered way. I don't know. But this is the thing. This is answering. I mean, look. Why is it that they always go after the seniors? With the seniors, they went after them for their gun rights. They go after them for their money. They always want to institutionalize them. They want to stick them in one of these places where they really just go to die. It's the saddest thing in the world. My intention is to not go to one of those things. I'm going to die in my house. Or wherever I want to be. But I'm not going to die where I'm told to die. I'm going to die where I want to be. I'm going to be in control of my life right to the very last minute. Then after all that's done, if they want to turn me into compost, whatever, have at it. I won't care. But coming out there and putting this bill out in front, looking at them, shouldn't we be sort of just, should somebody be going to one of these places and saying, hello there, person that's 91 years old, do you no longer wish to be a male? Well, what do you mean, what am I talking about? I mean, what is your preferred pronoun? Stud muffin. So you like being a male. Is there anybody here that doesn't like being a male that is a male or a female that is a female? Anybody here wanting to change this late in the game? Nobody. You don't know what I'm talking about, and you're about to beat me with your cane. Okay. I appreciate your time, sir. Please stop hitting me with that. That does hurt. You still got a little bit of, pretty wiry there, friend. Thanks very much. I'm going to run now. I mean, where is the surge of people out there saying, well, I've lived my 87 years and I've decided that, you know, everybody used to call me Daniel. From here on out, I want to be known as Betty and her. If you don't call me her, well, I want to see you get fined and go to jail for a year. When did politicians start listening to that? Oh, I forgot. Transgender's the new thing. It's the new thing. It's like the flavor of the month. It's all part of identity politics, California with a K. You practice that so well. You're going to boost your power one more time. I really wish you would just go ahead and secede, California. I really do. I'm tired of this. I'm going to tear every sheet I got and make an escape line and throw it at Agency Arms and anybody else I know that's still in California and beg them to climb out of California. And I mean, there's 49 other states that are just as pretty. And let's get a move down to there. And you guys just go ahead and, good gosh, just go become Cuba of the Pacific West, could you? I mean, just go that way. And when these rural parts of your state start breaking away from, you know, where your urban areas are, they start breaking away and wanting to get away from you too, don't say nothing to me. Don't say nothing to me. We'll welcome them back. You're going to lose the military. You get to keep all of the entitlements, but you got to pay for them. Enjoy. Hour number three is coming up. This time, we'll have Rob Morse. This is Lock and Load. Hey, Jason. Rob is available now. He wants you to try to call him before the first... Okay, good deal. All right, thank you, sir. I'll be standing by.
This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.